Hey, everybody! This episode is brought to you by DraftKings. Go to comedyfoodsports.com and go to the bottom of the page. There is a DraftKings link there, or if you're in an article, the DraftKings link is on the right. If you want to play fantasy football every single week, it's going to be fantabuloso. You can pick a new team every week, so when you have somebody stupid like Wes Welker who does amphetamines, you don't have to worry about losing it, or whoever else sucks. I don't know if you have RG3, he might not be in the NFL next week. If you have anybody on the Bucks, they might not be in the NFL as a team next week. Anyway, we'll talk more about football in a second, but go to comedyfoodsports.com, click on the DraftKings link, and sign up, and do some. I think they have free stuff going on right now, too. You can play for free and win thousands. One guy won $100,000 last week.
He put in 15 bucks.
Fine. I say good night. Enjoy the show.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried's on the show. Holy poop. Welcome to episode 65, I believe, Bart Oates. I think we finally got Bart Oates. I've been saying it for like five weeks in a row. We just got done talking to Gilbert Gottfried. Yep, yes. The Aflac Duck himself. I always like to refer to
career highlight.
Like the worst role.
The original. That would have been a pair in Aladdin, if that was the case.
Yeah. It's tough to do anything with Samuel Jackson in that sense, though, because he's just saying everything's horrible.
I think the Capital One cards at this point.
Oh, he nailed those, though. Yeah. He's
but like, he took over from stupid Alec Baldwin, who got fired for like saying something anti-gay.
Now they've got
video of Samuel Jackson saying something anti-gay.
Oh, it doesn't matter. He took over. Samuel Jackson took over.
Yeah, he directly replaced him, and there was a story that came out that he was on video. Like,
it doesn't matter. Samuel Jackson can do no wrong.
At CFS Pod is our Twitter handle, and Gilbert Gottfried's in this episode. So yes. Hang on, all right?
now we're there.
You guys were talking about Ray Combs or who was it?
it was Louis Anderson who was there forever.
Well, Richard Dawson. Together that we were talking about.
Sorry. Richard Dawson.
All right, I'll stop interrupting.
It's all right.
Well, yeah. And we don't have to go through them all, but, you know, Richard Dawson was pretty
good. No, I wasn't talking about that. You guys were talking about something else that just happened.
We can go down that road again.
Samuel Jackson.
He can do no wrong. I mean, let's be real.
Can he, though?
He was a crackhead when he went into the business, so you're really expecting much from him.
He killed him.
Fucking when he Spike
robbed,
Lee.
You remember when he robbed McDowell's? Coming
right.
to America. It's his first role.
McDowell's. They got the golden arches. They got the golden arches.
That was the stupidest movie. Oh my God.
That's a great movie, man.
The barbershop scenes are like some of the greatest in the history of TV or movies, I think.
I can't believe they called him Cash Clay.
When the one guy gets called out for being a liar about, like, you know, Doc knows Sonny Liston or whatever, and he's like, fuck you. Fuck you. What is that velvet?
What is velvet?
So this isn't the clean episode we're sending off to people, right?
I didn't swear yet. Did I?
Yeah, we did. Constantly.
Referencing Eddie Murphy movies. Different story.
If it's a quotation, it's okay.
Yeah. Gilbert's on the show anyway. He's not corporate friendly. We've already gone over this.
He didn't curse once, though. We were just talking about that. That's really, it's very,
a lot
it's
of
so professional.
Yeah. Anthony didn't either, even though he rambled like about everything that happened. He never swore once.
I did.
Dropped the N-bomb or anything. I
swore. Yeah.
People are glossing by the slavery comment in the Anthony Cumia thing, by the way. I feel like a lot of people have kind of given him the forgiveness without even saying, you know, that the slavery one was kind of the bad one.
What one was that?
He just said something about how slavery didn't, we had slavery, that didn't fix it, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like, whoa, all right. Well, that might have been the one.
It's like the Duck Dynasty guy. It's just all fucking mixed in together. Who cares?
Anyway, we'll stop talking about Anthony. Lightning round?
Yeah, we're going to do lightning round.
We have Gilbert Gottfried on the podcast. I'll say it one more time.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And we're going to do lightning round because it's an opportunity for us to all say each other's names.
Yes.
And put some sort of structure in this, our first segment.
Yep.
Okay, so now here's like a brief outline for the show. I'm going to go back and forth between Shelton and Patrick.
Boom.
And we're going to
I'm already bored. Sorry.
Yeah, completely.
NPR written all over it. We're going to play the sound of a hyena in East Africa.
Eating a...
Sorry, it's my PR.
Gazelle.
PR impression there.
You think you're bored? Wait for this. Lightning round. All right, so everybody's excited for lightning round. So,
11.
Is everybody ready for lightning round?
Hold on a sec. I don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lightning okay. round. Okay.
Now I'm ready.
Now I'm excited.
Joan Rivers, Shelton.
Oh, Joan, you shouldn't have started with me on that one. You know what? I think she was. It was going to happen sooner than later. It's probably better this way. Let's get it over with. You know.
I can't believe that was the direction you wanted.
Yeah, old ladies are going to die.
I mean, let's be real. How sad can you be over an 82-year-old woman dying when she's going for plastic surgery? I really don't feel too terrible about that. Plus, have you ever watched that show that she's on, The Fashion Police? At least now that show dies, too. So that's
no, her daughter will carry the torch. This is not lightning round.
I was going to say.
Derek Jeter farewell tour. Patrick.
Oh, it's gross. The Yankees would never do it unless Derek Jeter had approval or even wanted it. So I think he's been milking the shit, and he secretly loves the shit and eats it all up. It's like painful to watch. Like, oh, this is his last game at Yankee Stadium against the Red Sox. This is his last game at Yankee Stadium against the Tigers. Just play, last game at Yankee Stadium, and, you know, if he finishes the season at Fenway, great. Fucking get a seat, give him a seat like he did for Mo.
All he's doing is making every day special.
For somebody.
You know how many? How you think they would have sold out Sunday's game if it wasn't Derek Jeter bobblehead night or whatever the fuck it was?
Well, they say it's sold out, but yeah. it's all the StubHub anyway. It's not even like a real thing.
Yep. They can't get more than 20,000 people at the game. Anyway,
that running back who doesn't tip, Shelton,
LeSean McCoy. You know that's terrible because first of all, he tipped 20 cents. That in and of itself is just being a dick move.
Like, he did tip. You're right.
He tipped 20 cents, and not only that, like for me as a black dude. I purposely tip 20% because if you don't tip, then you're automatically fitting the stereotype.
You're like being famous.
Yeah. Well, I'm not famous yet, but
I'm just saying.
With this whole podcast, famous. We're on our way.
Getting hard.
But yeah, I mean, fucking, he's a dick anyway. He has herpes from what his girlfriend says on Twitter. Go back and look it up.
There you go.
That's a great angle on it too.
Yeah. There you go.
That's for another lightning round about Twitter from last year.
STD.
Feel the thunder.
That's great.
Legalized sports gambling in New Jersey. Shelton.
Fucking awesome. Yes, it's fucking awesome. I believe Christie is already the city. The fucking state is a piece of shit anyway, so you might as well add gambling to it. Really? Gambling, prostitution, all that good stuff.
Prostitution.
Add in there. Yeah, this Delaware's guy. We're not the one shit.
I'm a libertarian. You don't fucking convince me of that shit. Long overdue.
Plus, anyway. what other thing would you expect from a slovenly fat governor who's just like fucking living the vices that he can live?
All right, let's throw it out there. Cool. Yeah.
So I'm rolling.
That's the thing.
Lightning round.
Do you think we'll ever have a fat president?
No. Thunder round two ways.
Hasn't happened.
It just ended with Taft.
Hasn't happened since the the invention of the camera. Or a president without hair.
FDR was fat, but that was...
TV, I'll give you that. FDR, he just didn't get around much.
The exercise.
I mean, from the TV, like TV camera. Once they started doing debates, all the bald presidents or presidents with facial hair.
Mm-hmm. It's lightning round.
That's a new one.
The Apple Watch. Patrick.
The Apple Watch. How unexciting is that? It's like, hey, you can look at text messages. Probably. With your phone, the same hand that your phone's in, you can twist your wrist a little bit and see it on your watch.
Apparently that's Apple and Samsung are going, Apple's going back to 2012 for Samsung.
Yeah.
Bigger screen and a fucking watch. Great.
Yeah, it's a better watch. Whoopty shit.
Yeah.
Just like the iPhone 6 will be better than the S5, and then when the S6 comes out, it's going to be better than the iOS 6, or the iPhone 6. Yay.
But
it's a cock measuring contest.
All of your
Samsung
pictures would
Steve
be
Jobs
safe if
ghost.
You put them on BlackBerry. Just saying.
How many can you put? Like 7 on BlackBerry?
Fucking and you'd have the size of the screen. Those things had little like poster sticks.
Well, then maybe it'll teach people to start using their phones for what they're used for. Fucking phones instead of cameras. Go back and get a goddamn camera. Kodak, come back.
Go to bed, old man.
That's right. So sorry.
So Justin Verlander was naked, like kind of half from behind.
Yeah.
In the picture, and he's looking back in the mirror. So somebody is superposed by the fucking mound, like he's checking the runner outside. I couldn't even get that out without laughing in like tears. It was the funniest shit. He's just like, just checking on the runner.
Kate Upton has some huge boobs, though.
No, don't be silly.
Ride the lightning.
Ride the lightning.
Joan Rivers, Patrick.
instead of talking about how she died, we're talking about how she had she lived? The best funeral ever. It was super Hollywood. Invited everybody.
I saw that headline.
Everybody made it their own thing. Like they all did stand up and made fun of people and like it became
Hugh
like
a roast of everybody. Hugh Jackman sang and danced.
Yeah, it was just like the over the top Hollywood. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
His wife loves it when he does that.
Because she just looks like a man. You got punched in the face by Ray Rice. Boom.
Haven't even touched him yet. Unlike he touched his wife. So.
Quick, behind you.
What is it?
Trump and or Bon Jovi didn't buy the Buffalo Bills, Shelton.
Good. I think the Bills should stay where they are. They're never going to make money, and it's all nostalgic for whatever people in New York. They're idiots anyway, so fuck them. Keep the team.
Just like Trump. That's a whole nostalgia thing, too. I was thinking like Bon Jovi and Trump are kind of the same people. They were just kind of like, they were pretty big in the 80s, just like for no good reason. And then like, they're still around. Like they every once in a while, they resurface.
He was slippery when he was wet. So
I do have to say this.
Let's not just throw away Bon Jovi. Like he was just accidental multi-billionaire. I mean, come on.
That's because he's...
Him and Richie?
Yeah, he's
amazing. Remember they did that one song, Acoustic, on the VMAs? Wow, that was so legendary.
They were Nickelback before Nickelback.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Nickelback pretty much actually play their instruments better than Bon Jovi. Oh,
and were they hair rock? And if so, why were they ones who survived?
Technically, you know why? Bon Jovi had the perm going for a while, like the big...
Yeah, the first album or two, yeah.
It's like everything big in the 80s. Like Tony Hawk survived the whole skateboard craze. He was the only one to make it out of that alive. John Bon Jovi and all of his minions are the only ones to make it out of the hair band thing.
And Green Day. How was Green Day the band that survived the
90s? Because they had a fucking Broadway show that was a hit, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Which is crazy that dude wrote a Broadway show. And
by the way, I like that Tony Hawk was the only one that survived the skating.
He was, dude. Because
but the Ice Games are huge.
No. I'm talking about from the 80s. Like, I'll go completely dork on you.
Yeah, yeah.
There was Lance Mountain, Tommy Guerrero.
The Andy dude or Paul whatever Peralta. His name made it, though. Huh? Andy Martin or whatever his name was. He was like kind of like just behind Tony Hawk.
Yeah, but he was a couple of years behind him.
Yeah,
like Lance Mountain, all those guys who were skating with him. If you watch the movie Search for Animal Chin,
Bucky Lasik, come on.
Yeah, he's way behind. Search for Animal Chin. Look it up. Getting electrocuted, apparently.
Lightning round. We're done with lightning round, guys.
We didn't talk about Ray Rice.
We're going to talk about Ray Rice after the break. Completely steps on my segue.
Sorry,
that's the one topic we didn't cover. That's
actually,
really
punch him in my face.
We'll do Gilbert up next, though, right?
Oh, you're going to do from Gilbert, and then we're going to come back and talk about Ray Rice probably for like another hour and a half.
We'll pretend to
kind of what happens
from being like, I'm surprised we didn't get Gilbert to talk more about Ray. Speaking of Ray.
Speaking of Ray.
I know Shelton's angle is going to be somehow it's Flacco's fault.
Probably was,
the serious look in your eyes,
or it was the you got to see both sides comment.
I'm not seeing that. But you know what? I can tell.
If we can keep recording.
If Flacco threw the ball as well as Ray Rice threw a punch, then he'd win the Super Bowl.
All right, all right, Gilbert Gottfried, up after the break.
Sorry, Gilbert. I know you're listening.
Good day.
All right. And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line. He's been doing comedy forever. I've been watching him since I remember in the 80s. He had a great Mickey Mouse on acid joke that I always loved. He's been tons of voiceover work, tons of stand-up work. He's done the roast. He was great in The Aristocrats. And the list goes on. He's actually at Helium this weekend. So without rambling on any longer, I'm just going to introduce him. The one and only Gilbert Gottfried's on the line. How are you, Gilbert?
I just heard my own obituary.
See, he's coming in dark, too.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, he died comfortably in his own home.
Exactly. Too funny. Tell us what's been going on recently for those who haven't been paying attention.
Nothing. My career's over. I'm just hoping they bring back Murder, She Wrote, so I parents die.
We were just talking about Up All Night and how we were hoping they could somehow bring that back.
Yeah, do a reboot of that.
Up All Night. We used to present like tits and ass movies without the tits and ass.
USA edit.
It was kind of a mean For everyone who watches those movies and goes, boy, I wish I could just concentrate on the plot more.
It was great when you were 8 years old, though, because it was like that thing where it's like almost.
Yeah.
Like you don't know what you're missing yet.
It's the closest you could come to porn.
Tell us, I'm intrigued since it's kind of the hot topic right now. We talk about sports a bunch. What do you think about the whole Ray Rice situation here?
Well, the only people who are shocked and offended that he punched out his wife are guys who are not married. Like, every married guy in the world is watching that going, yeah, I can see that. And I like how comfortably he does it, like, you know, that's not the first time. He's not at all surprised that she's fallen to the ground unconscious, and he carries her out with other people there. And, like, you know, you know, he straightens out her clothes and carries out her lifeless body. Yeah,
exactly. Just like regular Monday.
Yeah, you're just kind of like, oh, well, I guess I'm dealing with this tonight. Moving on.
Yeah, it's like, ah, oh, damn, did it again.
Why do anything in a casino, though, if there's one like place on Earth that has more cameras than anywhere else?
Hilarious. So I was going to ask you a question. I completely forgot.
Awesome.
Oh, shit. You got anything, Jack?
Well,
totally spaced.
Before I forget, I'm doing a podcast. My own podcast called Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. And you could hear it on GilbertGottfried.com and subscribe to it on iTunes and SideshowNetwork.tv.
Great. Nice.
What kind of stuff are you doing on it?
I was going to say.
And then we interviewed on one of the people we interviewed on the show, the guy that played Carlo in The Godfather, beating up Talia Shire in the movie. and he claims he's killed 3 people in real life.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He came on and he said, well, that's 3 I can admit to. And so this is surprising to me because this means that everyone is allowed 3 people to kill.
I'm starting my list tonight.
I didn't know this law was in the book that there's 3 people, it's perfectly legal to kill.
My brother has 1.
Well, they say they're all the 3 are the same people for everybody. You don't get a choice. Exactly. It's just the first come, first serve.
Exactly. Can we just do Nickelback? Can we like combine forces? I'm intrigued because I never really understood what happened with the whole fallout with the Affleck thing. Can you talk about that or no?
Oh, sure. why was there a fallout? It's like I started, you know, doing what I always do, like which I guess they were the only people in shock, saying, "Oh, Gilbert Gottfried did something off color." We thought he was our point letter, and so I started doing jokes about the tsunami, and then they fired me, got loads of free publicity off of that. and then hired a guy to imitate my voice for less money. Not bringing closure to a horrible tragedy.
Oh, it's too funny. So before we forget, make sure we plug your shows. When are you going to be at Helium this weekend, correct?
Let's see. On Thursday, 1 show. Friday and Saturday, 2 shows each.
Okay, great. So go to heliumcomedy.com to check that out. Do you have any projects going on? Are you doing any voiceover work right now?
Nothing. It's all over for me. I... fact, I don't want to stay on too much longer because I have to get back to my new job. Finding soda cans and taking them out of garbage.
It's fierce competition in Philly, though.
Yeah. You have to do some work when you come to Philly.
Not a lot of elbow room.
Awesome, Gilbert. Thank you so much for calling in. We will we'll post everything up on the website. We'll put your you're on Twitter, correct?
Yes.
Oh, of course you are. Yeah. That's where you made all the athlete comments.
I did a copy of my book, Rubber Balls and Liquor.
Nice. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll put all the links up on the website. It's been an honor talking to you. You're a legend, and we'll put all the links up, and hopefully you have some great crowds there this weekend.
Now there might be with this show there might be three people.
it's all of us.
Exactly. Things are finally taking off for you. Thanks so much, Gilbert. We really appreciate it, and we'll tweet out the link once it's up, probably tomorrow morning.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Gilbert. You have a good one. Right. Take care.
Do you want the best selection and the best prices on honeypots and honeypot accessories? Well, go to mymyhoneypot.com and you'll find the answer to all your honeypot needs. Go to mymyhoneypot.com right now and you'll find thousands of honeypots in every color and style, and now we have birdhouses too. Enter the coupon code HONEYPOT to get an additional 10% off orders of $20 or more. Go to mymyhoneypot.com right away, don't delay. MyMyHoneyPot.com. It's so sweet.
All right, thank you, Gilbert. That was like a really awesome phone in.
And we're back. Thank you, Gilbert. That was amazing.
It was an awesome phone.
I love
phone
that he
in.
Kind of put us in our place. You know?
And oh, that's so refreshing.
Too complimentary to us. We need somebody to kind of be like,
he was. I think we were the first podcast he did, though.
Yeah. I saw him do some other like real no-name ones after that's that. Awesome. And I was like, oh, we got in right at the right time.
Yeah, we were just like the golden ones. Yeah, like, yeah. I can't believe we were the highest of any group.
I can't believe people must have looked at us and been like, oh, these guys are just three fucking schleps that are like in a garage somewhere. Like they're not.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's when people are like, oh,
the
we can
one
just
dude
email
sounds
them
homeless.
Possibly good. Anyway, so thanks, Gilbert. You were awesome. Go check him out, heliumcomedy.com. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday. One show Thursday, two shows Friday and Saturday. Very funny guy. And he's legitimately like a very funny stand-up comedian. It's not just like,
September
he's the goofy
11th.
Guy with a crazy voice. He's like actually a really funny stand-up.
He's one of our funniest Americans.
September
and
11th through
he will be playing
the,
September 11th, yeah.
September 11th Patriot through Day. The yeah. 13th. I wasn't saying like a bad thing. I'm just saying because you can say Thursday, Friday, Saturday. If we put this up late, someone shows up to next week, and they get a
terrible.
That could
be a problem. September 11th, 12th, 13th.
There you go. Boom.
Corporate. I just don't like people saying September 11th in front of Patrick because I'm worried you're going to go off in this big like rant.
Yeah.
It came up before apropos of nothing. What were we even talking about?
Rudy Giuliani.
Sandy Hook.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's just all of them. Right. Anyway.
Sandy Hook.
Do we have to say anything else when we bring up his name? It's like inferred, man. It's like, obviously, I love when they go down that path of like they say something and there's like kind of a conspiracy behind it.
Yeah.
But they think they already have committed you to buying into that part because they're going to go further, something further down the road. Like that's a small little side bit, but you're buying in because you believe in Rudy Giuliani's bunker being in Building 7, that makes a difference why back inside.
I don't know what mine is. I don't know if I have a conspiracy theory.
There's
like,
a
yours
of,
is really weird, Sheldon.
I don't give a hell what
like,
you think.
It's real. But 9/11 is real with me anyway. It's complete bullshit. It's just kind of like there was a period of time where I was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm going to study this stuff. And then I was
Here's the best part. There's nothing conspiracy about Ferguson, Missouri. It's like, hey, there's a black guy who was shot. That's not a conspiracy theory. It really happened.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
It's Obama trying to get rid of guns, we'll go with. I think that's a solid one.
No, because black guys shoot each other, so that's not really.
True. Yeah.
So we didn't really need a white guy to
I've
come and help
that.
Us out.
I
we didn't need a white cop to come and help us out on that one.
Yeah. In stereo.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying to stop it, and I was like, I want to get my point out just real quick.
I know. Both those lines were just hilarious. You couldn't like wait to get them out.
Sorry. So Rafael Palmeiro banged Ryan Sandberg's wife.
When?
He was like young, like Rafi, but Rafael was young at this point.
Okay.
And he told the coach and general manager and all those people, he's got to go. Otherwise, I go.
It's weird to think about that because they didn't look similar. Like, why did she go for the guy with like the dark Latin with the mustache?
6'5" and he's ripped. Ryan Stenberg's a fucking pudgy second baseman.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's a bad coach.
Ryan Stenberg actually has the cuckold look to him. And
especially now.
Yeah.
It's depressing looking at him now. Yeah. Like, oh, you were an athlete at one point.
But that's why I was excited about it, because I actually knew who he was from the 80s, Ryan Sandberg. And I was like, maybe he could do something. He was actually a decent player back in the...
You just want to like pull that E and move it in the middle between the Y and the N, and then maybe twist it to an A. Like, it's just like, what is...
I'm hoping they bring Lenny Dykstra in as a coach next. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if they can he coach from jail? Like, is that even doable?
Why not? They're not doing much better if he wasn't there.
The mayor of Providence was in jail. He got reelected while he was in jail. Buddy Cianci, the school and family guys named after.
Marion Barry.
Yeah.
Got reelected after smoking crack.
I'm still flipping letters. I don't know what you were getting at before.
Well, it's R-Y-N-E.
I get it.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So
visual. I pulled it down and put it in the middle.
So I promised an hour and a half of Ray Rice talk. So like, you go ahead.
I don't think you have an hour and a half for him. It's just a nice uppercut.
I hope he never plays a down of football again in his life.
Yeah.
Done.
Exactly. It was a nice uppercut.
That's my conversation.
It was a nice uppercut. Yeah. His wife shouldn't have married him.
I love how people were shocked after they saw the video. Like, it was just kind of like, well, in the police report, he literally said, I punched my wife.
First of all,
what do you think happened before that?
Everybody knows it. Everybody knows.
Yeah, she was knocked the fuck out. Like, it wasn't like he just clipped her and just happened to get a lucky punch.
I just didn't know he was a lefty.
That's what shocked me too. I did not realize that. You know what? You know who else didn't know that? I'm sure it wasn't her, because she came to his right side and got clipped on the left, and then he went southpaw on her.
Southpaw.
Like Gilbert said, he just looked down at her like, yep, all right, I guess this is happening tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
No, like fucking no shock value at all. No, like, oh my god, I can't believe I just did that.
He called the security guard over, like, hey man, I'm gonna need help with this limp ass body.
Spread your legs out for a second.
Yeah, you don't give a fuck.
That's the weirdest part about the video. He kind of kicks each leg off to the side. You mentioned it in the last podcast. He kicks both legs out to the side for some reason, then wipes his hands. Like,
oh yeah, with like a sense of satisfaction, he just wipes his hands. Like, a job well done.
Yeah, like, dude, what the fuck? Like,
well, she didn't spill her drink. She's alive, I think.
All
right, well.
All told, it could be worse.
Yeah, you're talking about a dude who runs into Ray Lewis at practice for 5 straight years, uppercutting a woman.
Yeah,
shit's gonna go bad, no matter how it goes.
What's the Flacco angle?
If Flacco could, like I said, if Flacco could throw a ball as good as he threw a punch, then maybe the Ravens would win. Who knows?
I love that maybe the Ravens would win. They just won a Super Bowl 2 years ago. Like,
3 years ago. Like, don't
Philadelphia has never won a Super Bowl. Arizona's never won a Super Bowl.
Philly will never win a Super Bowl as long as Lurie's an owner. It's not going to happen.
All right.
He's a poor man's Jerry Jones, except for he has not been accused of sexual assault by a stripper. Did you see that? Jerry Jones was sexual assault
by
a stripper.
Pictures of like those girls,
with a girl.
Like,
he's like groping
the crotch and stuff like that.
Oh, so. I saw
Jerry
those.
Jerry fucking Jones. We expect like, do you really think the dude walks around like
he's a billionaire ex football player?
Yeah,
like what the fuck do you think he's gonna
Who
do?
Who still goes back to his college alma mater like weekly?
Oh yeah, like
come on, dude.
Arkansas, like, come on, you can do better.
He's a grown up Johnny Manziel at this point, pretty much, with a lot of money.
But successful.
Better
football player, too.
I don't know if he's a better football player. But
hey, if everybody.
Johnny. Yeah. Johnny does suck, but.
If everybody in the NFL gets suspended, are we just left with Tebow? Is he like the only football player and he's just like throwing the ball to himself?
It's just college football at this point. At that point. Alabama versus Oregon at that point.
Yeah.
And that's my idea. Obviously, it's terrible. Okay, he should be suspended, sure. I would cut him from my team before I suspended him.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have some sort of like clause in everybody's contract.
Well, no,
so
it's a personal conduct
like
clause.
Like,
he
didn't make dick when it came down to it compared to what he could have made.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, this is what nothing's in the NFL's guaranteed money wise. They
He has a $60 million contract, and now he's cut.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I think he made 12 total or something like that. Yeah. It's like,
I think something like this, though.
12 mil, though. I'm fucking fine with that. Like,
I'll punch it. Oh, I'm sorry.
I love my fiance and all, but hey.
Not that bad.
I love my fiance, but hey, she's got a weak jaw.
Isn't something like this like a team decision, though, rather than a league decision?
Yeah.
Do you think it's like a bad pass to go
but
down?
But see, the worst part about it to me is that Goodell gave two games. Now the Ravens see the video. They cut him and everything else. It's like they're stepping on Goodell's toes.
Yes.
And now Goodell has to step him one over, and now he's like, all right, well, he's suspended indefinitely.
The Raiders would sign him tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Any fucking – well, not only that. Most teams would. I mean, yeah. Any team without a running back, fucking Green Bay would probably sign him tomorrow. Eddie Lacy's got another concussion.
Yeah.
It's about winning in the NFL, and you only have 16 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry you beat up your wife and all, but yeah, she can still have a box seat. I mean,
you know, if you live in Green Bay, it's the whole city owns the team. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, as long as they agree, who cares?
Oh, that's so charming.
That's a perk.
I mean, he got cheered when he went to the Ravens preseason camp. I mean,
oh yeah.
People don't give a. You don't watch football for the moral conduct, just like with baseball and Pete Rose. Like, you don't watch athletes thinking they're the best people in the world. Who gives a fuck? You're asking a dude to run into people at high speeds and smash his face every Sunday and aggressively do it, and then he's going to go home and be a fucking kitty cat every time? No, it's not going to happen. Not with every single player. I mean, most guys can separate it, but some dudes can't.
No, I think that's why Ty Cobb is probably the best athlete we've ever had, because he got to be the foulest man in the world at a time when you could be fucking foul.
Exactly.
Like, you could come out with everything. He was beating up people in the stands.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
High spiking people.
Always out.
The problem is you have so much.
It's all legend, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. But you have so much money tied up in it, and that's the same thing. The guys who never played football have now taken over football, and they're like, well, if you're going to play for my fucking team, it's $1 billion, you can't do this, this, and that. Fuck that shit, man.
Well, that's why I hate Goodell, because he looks like he'd be the CEO of a company that sells, like, imported Taiwanese cell phone accessories. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, he's like, I don't know, it's pretty good money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
creepy sex fetish.
It's not
I think
high
he's
quality.
Got some serious creepy sex
Yeah, he does. He has a gimp every here that he walks around with.
Yeah,
like,
there's something going on.
There's something in the NFL offices. There's
I never thought of it, but it makes sense.
Look at him. Look at that dude. That is either that or he
robot
he,
one of the two.
Yeah, it's either that or he likes to be like cut with knives and during sex or something like something
crazy.
Yeah,
I can see that. Yeah,
like something fucking weird.
Yeah, I definitely see like the swinger thing though.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he just walks out with his cock out.
Yeah,
and a house full of 20 couples.
Him and Jerry Jones.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely.
Jerry's like, we're having a party again, Roger.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Get away with everything.
I'll be there. Did you read the latest on Ray Rice? I will be there.
Yeah, he should be canned, by the way. Why haven't we gotten rid of him?
Goodell?
Yeah, he stinks.
Bring Tagliabue back, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Tagliabue was
He was great. Just like straight and narrow.
Man.
Hey, things are cool.
He's
we're going to leave as they are.
That dude did. Right? He did whatever.
Michael Irvin's not doing coke anymore.
Yeah, he did.
What you're talking about. That never happened.
Yeah, he's like, fucking, we got a 330-pound man who runs a 4.440. There's no steroids in my league.
Salary cap? That's crazy talk. Why would we do such a stupid thing?
Exactly.
Cowboys could just be ridiculous every year.
He was like the fun parent.
He was, exactly.
There were never any problems brought up. And it's like, don't worry about it. We won't tell.
Roger Goodell is that dick uncle who you get stuck with after your parents die. He's like, we're going to change things up. I know you guys had a lot of fun before. Yeah.
But he's oddly focused.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, all he cared about was character and all this other shit when he started. And then he was like, you know what? Have we read the police report? We know you admitted that you punched her in the face twice. But, you know, there's a lot of reports coming out that they never asked for the video.
They didn't ask for video, yeah.
Because they were like, we don't want to see that. We don't want Ray Rice being banned for life, basically, from football.
Dude, if I was fucking Ray Rice, if someone told me that the video was available, I would have been like, I want it, and I will pay whoever has it $2 million. Again, like the same thing I say with Vic.
Yeah.
I would have had someone, if I was Michael Vick, when the cops came to my house, I would have had someone in a Vic jersey dressed up, playing the part, electrocuting dogs, and being like, I'm Michael Vick. I've been doing this the whole time. You might have confused me with somebody else, but it's me, even though I'm wearing a Vic jersey. And he would have gone to jail for 10 years. I would have paid his family $1 million a year
because
I'm still out making $100 million.
Like Victor Conti.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck, dude. Before we start anything, any dog fighting ring, I'm sitting down with all my guys like, listen, this shit is wrong.
You could probably just stop with the dog fighting ring. You know?
Yeah, I'm just saying,
start one. You could just be like, you know what? I'm in the NFL.
If I'm stupid,
$50,000 a year dog fighting ring.
Sheldon really planned that out. That came out like with no thought. You were just
because
like,
here's
my dog fighting plan.
Just like Aaron Hernandez. I mean, this motherfucker too. Like, if I was him, I would have had some dude shooting guns in my front yard going, I killed everyone who walked through this door. I shot the dude, whatever his name was. Yeah. I shot his friend. There's no way I'm going to jail if I have that much money.
There's no honor anymore, though.
No,
you can't get someone to stand up like
that.
They,
as soon as Vic, they came to the door, they were like, him. That's the dude. It's his house. Look, man. You think I got this kind of money to buy dogs? No. This is Michael's shit. Can I go? And that's it. No.
They never took Michael Vick out of one year of Madden.
No.
Oh, yeah?
That sucks. No.
You know, it's crazy, right? Because they're taking Ray Rice out of Madden. Yeah, right? I think you're the one who told me that.
He was on. Yeah. Ray Rice is getting taken off.
Yeah, he was on because he went to jail in between the season or something like that. Like, he was still on that version.
Yeah, but he wasn't out. It was over a year that he was in jail.
No, he was in there for a year? What year?
No, it was like two years, I believe.
I know everybody had to turn in their O.J. Simpson Stratomatic cards. There was a mandatory recall.
Immediately. I mean, taking him out of Madden is stupid. Taking him out of Madden is dumb to me. I mean, at least for this year.
Just make him suck. It's all live updates. People play it online.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
suspend him.
Put a patch in there. Put a patch in there.
Get suspended and shit like that. Make it some secret code you have to open up. Up, down, left, right.
Get the Ray Rice card. It might just be left, drag. You get the
randomly spread her legs out a little bit, and then drag.
Left, drag, spread her legs, bring her out.
I dropped out of sports games for a while. When did they add in all these stupid cards for everything? You brought that up, and I'm thinking it's like, oh yeah, if you want to play online, you need to like have these players and certain cards. You have to amass these points, or you could spend money for them. It's in-game purchases. I don't know if you know about those, but it's terrible.
It's what they do with all the games now because they figure that the smaller and they have a name for it. My son actually told me what it is.
You're talking about
microtransactions.
Yes, the microtransactions all add up to the bigger ones, and people will likely spend $2 before they'll spend. You know, 50 for the upgraded patch, which is true. And they do it all the time. Yeah. I mean, he does that shit with League of Legends. My son does that shit. I'm like, you're a dork.
That's pure Cosby.
I'm not with it, Father.
I'm going to put my cape on and go to the latest Marvel movie. Nerd.
That's right, you nerd.
Go outside and do something dope.
Go play outside, you weirdo. As I sit down to the PlayStation.
Do we have anything left?
Yeah, we have to talk about the first week of football. I was about to say you have to talk about it, but I'm not going to say anything. But.
Well, if you watch the Tampa Bay game, you don't have anything to say.
Well,
they're not a football team. They're officially not.
They're a football team for like the first 10 minutes of the fourth quarter. Every game.
I'm convinced they
all they play.
I'm convinced they actually thought they were playing rugby the entire Sunday game until the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so what I learned was that the Giants, the Redskins, and the Buccaneers.
The R words.
And the Cowboys.
The
Cowboys and the Giants and the Redskins have to play each other twice. So unfortunately, some of those teams will get a win.
Yeah,
but they might like never beat a team. Like,
can we
all.
Stop saying Tony Romo?
Like, they're
yeah,
so
can we stop
bad.
Saying Tony Romo? Tony Romo is at all even remotely good?
Oh, Brandon Whedon's going to take over and dominate.
He's fucking terrible.
Whedon's a stud.
You know who else is going to take over? Is the kid from Syracuse for Eli.
Oh, yeah, Nassib, for sure.
Yeah, because Eli looked like shit.
Yeah, they just paid Eli so much.
Yeah, but he's already got his contract, so he's good.
Yep, exactly.
They might force him to retire this year. But
yeah, I remember one of my favorite moments was Archie Manning had Eli Manning just won MVP of the Super Bowl, unjustifiably, but won it the first time around. Peyton had just signed his $100 million contract. Eli just signed his $50 million contract. And Peyton was MVP of the league that year, and Eli was the Super Bowl MVP. Archie Manning was like, oh, yeah, those are my kids.
Yeah.
He's not listening.
That's my sperm at this point.
His sperm.
I mean, can you, if you fucking.
And then the other son, he's just hanging out, right?
Well, no, he had basically paralyzed his finger.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's like, hey.
Coop now. Cooper's like.
Good job, guys.
He's like their business manager.
Yeah.
He was actually the best athlete. He was a wide receiver. Peyton Manning threw him a pass, and he kind of jacked up his back, and now he's like, fucking can never play again. Yeah. Anyway.
That's how it happened, really?
Yeah. Well, not really.
Wow. It's like he sucked his strength out of his spine.
He didn't hang him out to dry, and it wasn't like Peyton Manning's fault, but it was like in a game where they were both playing, And he was Peyton
Manning's
that's
bad enough,
He's a wide receiver,
Well, that's what happens when you put a freshman in a game, start a game in high school,
Yeah, except he was like fucking first team All American. He's like the greatest single regular season quarterback ever. But yeah, besides that, it's probably a mistake on the high school's coach. High school coach's brother.
It doesn't matter.
I think it was actually sophomore senior.
Don't call a slant when you need to call the go. You know,
that's it. He clearly. Clearly, didn't work out.
He went this way instead of going this way.
Yeah. Did you guys ever see Necessary Roughness?
Yeah.
Thought you were doing one of these. Throws it off the backboard in the
gym. Blow the whistle. Yeah.
What's that guy's name again?
Scott Bakula.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he was great. Fucking, what was the time show he was on?
That's what I was trying to think of.
Oh, Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah. He did that too.
Yeah.
But he was one of the Star Trek captains too, right?
He was a gay guy in American Beauty. Yeah, he was. He's a gay
guy. Star Trek is terrible, man. I told you that.
Hmm. Okay.
Star Trek and Star Wars are stupid.
Don't convince me on either of those. We're good.
Talking about like dorks. I was at a barbecue on Sunday, and the only year I've ever done in my life was last year, so I totally forgot about fantasy football.
Yeah.
And people were walking around like 80, 27.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It's just such a waste of a Sunday.
I don't bother looking at my scores until I'm at least watching the game, like sitting down by myself, because you don't want to be that dick walking around literally like.
I know, but that's everyone. So it's not even you're the dick for not walking around talking about it.
You're the dick doing it with fantasy football. Everybody else is just the dick because they're checking their Facebook status.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah, you're a dick if you're walking around with your fans. I mean, the shit updates, I check at 1 and 4. Right before I check my roster. Yeah. At 4 o'clock, I check, you know, who scored what. Then after that, you check 7 o'clock for the games. And then from there, that's it. If you're watching,
what's the drama in that, though? It is an all or nothing thing. Maybe it's just my addictive thing, but it's like you got to like either be watching it constantly, like matters.
See, for me,
or just don't even care about
because your players are
pretty much every couple you of have while watching Red Zone.
Yeah, like last night.
All right, well, yeah.
Like last night I had Matthew Stafford playing, and then the other dude had the Chargers defense, and he had Reggie Bush. So for me to watch the game was better than watching my fucking score because I'm watching Stafford get 340. Even while I'm watching a game, I'm at least watching a game. And then as he's scoring, I'm like, all right, I'm probably up right now because I'm seeing Reggie Bush isn't doing shit. So then when they changed over to the Chargers game, I was watching that defense like, all right, I don't want them to do shit. Like they got a fumble recovery. I'm like, fuck, that's got to be like 2 points. So then I might check at that point, but I'm not fucking sitting there watching the numbers go up and down. Like
that's pretty cool. It's like a pennant race. You never watch the out-of-town scoreboard because it's like bad luck. You know, you don't want to change the way you're playing the game in front of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you lose football if you're – like if you're really into football, you lose the football part of it if you're worried about fantasy football the whole time. Because, like, Matthew Stafford had a hell of a game last night, and Calvin Johnson looked great. And you won't see that if you're fucking checking.
26.2, that's all you see.
God, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But then, like, and that's
the Ice was a beast. If they had lost, I still would have got 42 points.
And that's the thing is you might be pissed off. You're like, oh, fuck, he only got me 43 points. But you're like, dude, he just had, like, 400 yards. And 200 of them were in the fourth quarter with Atlanta. Like,
that shit was crazy.
They're
fucking 5-point dogs this week somehow in Cincinnati. I don't understand.
Their defense looks suspect.
Oh, yeah. They beat New Orleans. Like,
yeah.
It's like 5 points to Cincinnati. It's really struggled against Baltimore. Speaking of struggling, Joe Flacco.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
8 seconds left in the half. This is my favorite Joe Flacco moment ever.
So terrible.
I think I've kind of turned the page on him.
Thank you. Finally.
He was good. He outplayed Tom Brady back-to-back years in the AFC Championship.
He didn't do it. He had a defense.
Lee Evans dropped the ball there in the Super Bowl the first year.
Yeah, okay. So you're talking about one play. But other than that, again, if you put the stats here.
300 yards that game.
He had, you know what?
AFC Championship.
But his defense also stopped Tom Brady from doing anything.
Yeah.
And all the plays that he made, the big plays he made in those years looked exactly like the shit he pulled on Sunday where he runs around like a retard. The guy gets open because the guy, you know, he can cover anyone for 10 seconds. He throws 90 yards because he's got a strong arm. And then he goes to the podium. I did well. My coach said, coach, right? That was the play I was supposed to do. That George did good. He's terrible.
Okay.
Terrible.
Sure.
So, yes, go back to your 8 seconds at the half.
No, the 8 seconds left in the half.
When he runs and stumbles all over the fucking ground. Like
he runs out the clock.
Like his
he
pants
drop. The clock instead of just dropping down and letting them kick a field goal. He just runs out the
like
half.
His pants fell down on the ground and shit.
What the fuck? How did that just happen?
Joe Flacco runs the ball with 8 seconds left because he's going to make the fucking first down. Yeah. Like an idiot. And then he falls like his pants were falling down. And he looks around like he's confused. Yeah. It just slipped my mind. It's like McNabb. I didn't know we didn't do two overtimes. You're a fucking quarterback in the NFL. Know the rules.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude. Like
that's an example of not having flexible mobility. Is that the new term? I heard that a lot. Functional mobility is what it was.
He should CrossFit.
Like everybody talks about that. I don't know what it really means.
6'6", 220 pounds. You're not. Running,
you're not functionally mobile.
You're not functionally mobile. Yeah, exactly.
You don't have the quick switch or whatever it's called that CrossFitters do. The
quick twitch muscle fibers. Yeah, it just wasn't happening for Joe Flacco.
Breaking your body.
Anyway,
what are we doing on time?
We could wrap it up right now.
That's what she said.
On a high note.
Yeah,
she said that, but I had a differing opinion.
Exactly. Said, "Bitch, we going roll."
She unfortunately rode the elevator with me that night. Okay, sorry. Ew. Not funny.
My favorite part of that though is the Fox News Fox and Friends. How like one of them made a joke about that. Yeah. I love it just because it's Fox. Like, people hate Fox because of the politics, but it's also because they always say the stupidest shit.
Oh, my God.
That
yeah.
Fox and Friends show is just, like, the most bizarre thing.
It's like they're making
But because no one's watching.
It's like, oh, my God.
It's like really a sketch you would write.
Yeah. But because no one's watching it, no one cares. Like, the people who are watching it are stupid enough to watch it.
Yeah. That's the thing with Fox News. People jump all over them. It's like people are watching them because they're going to watch them. Like, they're not going to gain anybody by, like, changing the morning show format.
I've seen this, though. The ratings are so good because businessmen go to hotels and they just leave their television's on all day because they're like a bunch of assholes.
True.
And it's just on Fox News.
I literally cannot.
Is that the theory from?
That's fact. That's not theory. That's my conspiracy theory. I found it.
I literally
told you so. Must be true.
I literally will not watch Fox News. Like even the weather, I have to watch like ABC News because I don't believe what they're saying is true. Like, I'm just like, that's not right. There's no way it's going to fucking rain tomorrow. And you're like, even though it's clouds already outside, you're like, it's fucking Fox. They're
that's
idiots.
Guilt by association.
Yeah.
I'm sure the weather people are fine. You know, how are you going to.
I don't know.
What's a slant on weather?
Sheena Parveen's got huge tits on NBC.
Well,
so
that happens.
Yeah. What are you going to do? This isn't our corporate one.
Getting local for you.
Yeah, it is very local. You know what? Anyone who's
Tampa.
Listening.
That's Tampa and Philly. That's where she came from. So.
And she got a Tampa Bay Lightning fiance? Boyfriend?
I don't know.
You know all. You know the entire tits. Sheila Parveen biography? Sheena. That's crazy.
Come on.
Oh,
Sheena.
All right.
Sheena, yeah.
I don't know anything about her. I just know she came from Tampa because she was on the radio once on 97.5.
I'm not saying
that. I know.
I know she's got.
You know her first name? So.
Cans.
My chick got mistaken for her one night. It was crazy. Yeah.
It's really
so every time she's on TV, if we're out somewhere, we're like.
Yeah. I was like,
like if you're wearing all your makeup for your show, it's like, yeah I could see that. Like,
she's a little bit taller.
Big hoop earrings.
Yeah, I was going to say. She's
tall. Probably like TV tall. Yeah.
Yeah, very true. She probably got TV heels on.
Mm-hmm. Like a solid Sylvester Stallone 5'3".
Hey, yo.
All right. We're going to wrap things up.
Nope.
We were going to end on a high note, but then we had like a half-hearted Rocky impression.
That is my best. That's the best.
Backload Gilbert.
The best thing I
got. So, thanks for listening. We have two other episodes out, by the way, that we haven't really promoted. Live from Jay's Backyard and live from... what was the other thing?
Podfest.
Live from the Podfest with Rodney from Dead Milkman and Alex Perlman and Chris Kosha, two very funny local Philly comedians. So check them out. I'll probably promote them at some point. I haven't promoted them at all, really.
It was really good. I was listening back. It was like
really
good.
Yeah, we should
actually
bring them back on individually because I think we just had too many.
Yeah, Alex is really funny. They're both, Alex and Chris are really funny, but Alex would be like great in the podcast format. I could see him being extremely funny.
Okay.
Just like loud and opinionated.
So we should
like,
cut this part out, right?
What's that?
We should cut this whole discussion.
Oh, and Chris wants us to do the live show at some point out in Phoenixville, which would be awesome. He does like a, I don't know, whatever you want to call it, like a feature night type thing. We would open it. Yeah, good times. Hopefully we'd have commentary like this.
And
jazz. witty banter.
And come back in now.
Three, two, one.
Stare at me like a Ravens wide receiver when Joe Flacco's running.
He's got Steve Smith there, who's an idiot too.
But yeah, he scored a touchdown pass. 80-yard touchdown pass.
He did manhandle Pac-Man Jones.
That was awesome.
It was pretty funny.
Steve can ball.
Yeah, he's can't be.
Anyway, speaking of shitting on him, we're gonna wrap things up.
Boom. Shit on someone's chest. Shit on someone's chest like we're R. Kelly.
Wow.
All right.
We're coming back in again.
And back.
And we'll wrap things up.
Were we not R. Kelly fans or something?
Oh, he peed on her. Come on. Huge difference. Come on.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Strange. Frontsies, backsies.
Plus, he can sing. He can sing.
Very true. Boy, no, he can sing. He can sing.
Yeah, that's true.
Boy can sing.
The remix, too.
That's right.
Sorry. Anyway.
Trapped in the closet, the closet, the closet.
I'm going to piss on you. Yes, it's true. All right. We're going to have things.
Right at the point of the show where Patrick just starts like talking about how funny other people are.
Yeah.
It's just everybody else.
It's
breaking new ground. Chappelle was funny. Still is, actually. Everybody, you should check him out. Check out a show he was on. It was really
that
funny.
Show doesn't always stand up. I was not watching some recently, and it's really funny because you don't think about that as being old, but it's a little like
it's 10 years old.
It really is,
10 years fucking old.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
There's it's a crazy. Lot of shit it's out terrible. There where I'm like, this is fucking atrocious. Like, I don't care. I know it was great then, but this, like, sucks.
Oh, there's
like,
Seinfeld.
Shit.
Oh, well, yeah. I was kind of the same way in 99. I was saying the same thing.
There's some.
Yeah, like, Cheers is fucking atrocious. Like, not even
Friends.
Watchable.
Don't fucking watch Friends. Yeah. It was terrible back then, but it's even fucking
I love
worse
the videos
now.
Of that without the laugh track. There's some really good
those are my favorite
there.
Things. Yeah, there's one for Big Bang Theory.
Oh,
you gotta find that one,
yeah. All right, so we'll wrap things up now that everybody knows what they should watch on YouTube this week. check out those episodes. Check out Gilbert this weekend, September 11th, 12th, and 13th at Helium, heliumcomedy.com.
Patriot
we love
Day.
You guys. Patriot Day. Patriot Day's in Boston. Come on.
What do they call it?
It is like something like that. But Patriot Day's
that's what it is.
The Monday. It's like the beginning of the season. The first game.
By the way,
Patriot Day's the day that the Boston
if you
Marathon
get a chance to look it up, Google the University of Maryland's new 200th anniversary of Francis Scott Key. What did he write? The Star Spangled Banner? Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
They have their uniforms. They have the lyrics.
Ew.
Yeah, it's actually pretty badass, but it's red, white, and blue. Yeah. It's Under Armour, we expect. And they're on the cleats and everything else, but it's pretty badass.
Yeah.
But yeah, Google that shit.
Is it because you're a terp?
I'll punch you right in your face if you say different. Yes.
A little biased.
Yes, Patriot Day. A little bit.
Patriot Day? Okay.
It's also Teacher's Day in Argentina.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
The first day of Tot in the Egyptian calendar, for all of you Egyptian calendar fans.
That's a big thing.
Have they come out with the 2017 model yet?
No, it's still stuck on 2012.
Damn. All right. Are we done yet, by the way?
I think we
That's
are.
That's it. Good night.
All right.
We are listeners from the stardust. Yucca.
some.